Well, this morning we have a guest joining us on our program by phone. Howard Raymond is with the Nebraska Antique Farming Association. They've got a fun event coming up we're going to talk about. Howard, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Jim. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. You've got an antique tractor drive that's coming up here not too far down the road. You're looking to have a lot of folks involved in, right?
Yes. We started out 5 years ago. Started doing a tractor relay going across the state of Nebraska, kind of patterned after the Pony Express. And that's kind of evolved along, and we've been doing that every year and picking a different route every year. And this year, we're ending up in eastern Nebraska on the 11th of June. And I said, that's just perfect timing to go ahead and put on another 4 days and drive on with our red tractors the rest of the way to Des Moines, where the annual Red Power Roundup is being held this year. That is the national show for the International Harvester Tractor Collectors.
Excellent. Everybody said that makes perfect sense, right?
Well, I hope so.
Where are you starting? When and where are you starting?
We will be starting the red tractor segment at Springfield, Nebraska, on Sunday, June 11th. That's right south of Omaha. We'll travel east from Springfield and go across the Missouri River on the new Highway 34 bridge, and then we'll come over. We're going to come on over about to Emerson. There's a little museum just west of Emerson, Iowa. We're going to stop there for the night. And then the next morning, on Monday morning, we'll travel on up to Avoca, and Jerry Mez is going to give us a private tour of his farm all land there at Avoca. They're normally closed on Monday, so we'll be the only people there. So we've got a private tour of farm all land. Then from there on Tuesday, we go from Avoca on over to Greenwood. And then Wednesday, we drive on into the Red Power Roundup from Greenwood.
Well, you've got a pretty good optimistic set of goals there, don't you? And this is part of a ride, too, that starts earlier, what, out in Colorado?
The Nebraska leg actually starts at Holyoke, Colorado on the 3rd of June.
So you anticipate you'll have some folks that'll go the entire length?
I do. I've already got guys signed up that are doing the entire thing, all 13 days, I guess, total.
Whoa. How many miles?
We average about 50 miles a day. It's what, 450 miles total, I think.
Wow, and not a single breakdown the whole time, right?
Oh, these are antique tractors. We do have little glitches here and there, but we seem to weather through them one way or another. And worst case scenario, you load it on a trailer and take it to the next night stop and fix it there, you know. And we seldom get breakdowns that are permanent. So, yeah.
Well, and that's a tractor ride. That portion is one that you do each year.
Yeah.
So you get a lot of loyal riders back every year then.
We do. There's half a dozen, I think, that have gone the whole way across Nebraska every year since we've started this. They make friendships, and they just have so much fun, they just don't want to miss it again.
Well, you know, when you're tooling around with something you're pretty proud of, and you're doing it at fairly slow speed, you got a lot of time to make friends.
You do. And we make a lot of stops. We try to stop and see private collections, museums, things of interest along the way, meals. Communities have just been fantastic to come forth with support for meals and things like that. And so we eat really well on the tour and sit around in fellowship in the evening, again in the morning. This will be the fourth year that we have help the American Legion raise funds for their OCW, their Operation Comfort Warrior program. So we'll be working with Legion clubs along the way to help raise funds for that, too.
Wow, you've got a lot of people and a lot of things involved in this.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So,
Well, this Iowa portion is kind of a new thing then for you this year, but it sounds like you've had a lot of success making a few phone calls and getting folks pretty fired up about it.
Yeah, the Iowa portion is limited to International Harvester tractors only. So it's a once-in-a-lifetime deal, you know. We won't do it again. We might do drives in Iowa again. I'm not saying we're not going to do that. But being that that's the Red Power Roundup, it just made perfect sense to go ahead and add this drive to accommodate those International Harvester collectors.
Yeah. I'm imagining you get pretty much every species of tractor, even in the IH brand. You're going to see a lot of different machines out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you've got your farm mauls and your standard tread tractors and there's a big variety even within an International Harvester, and they're not all necessarily red either. You might get one that's industrial yellow, or you might get one of the old gray ones from back in the 30s sometimes. So we get a really nice variety of The old Farmall H's and M's are real common for tractor drive tractors. Myself, I drive a 1945 Farmall H that I've got fixed up for the drive. I've got a school bus seat on it. It's real comfortable to ride on. It's easy to drive, easy to steer, quiet on the highway. I really enjoy driving that tractor.
I bet.
There's everything on up to the newer cab tractors you'll see. So. Yeah, and then, of course, the Nebraska portion, a person can do either one or both of these, and you can start at Springfield. If you want to do the Iowa leg, you can start at Springfield and drive clear to Des Moines. If you only want to do one or two days of it, you know, join us at Avoca or Greenwood. That's fine, too. We're flexible. You can drive as little or as much as you want of it. The Nebraska portion, where we start at Holyoke, again, you can jump in anywhere. If you don't have an International tractor, you want to be part of the drive, come to you Iowa people, come to Lincoln. We are going to put 150 tractors around the Capitol on June 9th, which is Friday. We're going to meet. We'll leave Crete, Nebraska that morning. We'll drive into Lincoln. We're going to have the governor make the proclamation of Antique Farming Day. It's the 150th anniversary of Nebraska this year. So we're going to have a big celebration. We're going to have all our tractors in Lincoln that day, drive around the Capitol, and then we go on east from there. So, and that's open to all makes tractors.
Well, that's going to be quite a spectacle. Well, Howard, tell folks how they get involved. If they want to be a participant in this, is there a cost? Is there a deadline for registrations? What should they do?
There is. May 1st is our deadline, and that's firm. We have to know how many people are going so we can plan meals and stuff like that. If you go to antiquefarming.org, that's our website, the registration forms for both the Nebraska tractor relay across Nebraska and the red tractors to Des Moines, both of those sets of registration forms are on the website. You download them in a PDF, print them off, mail them to me. My address is on the form. My phone number is on the form. My phone number and I think my email address are both on the website too. If you've got questions, feel free to call me. My phone number is 308-650-1527. That's my cell phone. You can reach me anytime. We'd be glad to have a few more guys from Iowa sign up.
Absolutely. Is there a cost then, too?
There is. The cost for each of the drives is $25. So if you do both, that'd be $50. Plus, you have to be a member of the Nebraska Antique Farming Association, and that's $10. So if you did both, you would have a total cost of $60. If you do one, it'd be $45.
Wow, that's not very much for everything that you're going to get and the amount of time you're going to be out there.
Not very much. That's not very much at all. I looked at one drive the other day on the Internet. I see it was $90, and it was only a 1 or 2 day drive.
Sure.
So it's an excellent value.
Excellent. Well, and the folks that do this on a regular basis and enjoy these tractor rides, they know what they're getting.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
Absolutely. All right. Very good. Well, sounds like you've got a lot of plans there. Should be a lot of fun.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think there's going to be a lot of camaraderie and meet some new friends and then get to show your tractor at Des Moines when you get there.
Absolutely.
It's not every year that the Roundup comes to Iowa.
That's right.
The Roundup hasn't been to Iowa since it's been over 10 years, I think. The last time the Roundup was in Iowa, it was at Mount Pleasant at the old Threshers grounds. That was quite a few years ago.
Yeah, well, it'll be a pretty good spectacle here this year. Very good.
Yeah, and that's a show that draws 20,000 people. It's a big show. It's a national show. Anybody that's interested in antique tractors at all, in nostalgia, the old farming stuff, they need to make plans to go to the Red Power Roundup in Des Moines.
Excellent. If they want to be part of that tractor ride getting there, it's antiquefarming.org, and that will get you all the information you need to know, including those registration forms, and you can start making your plans right away. Howard Raymond, hey, thank you so much, and appreciate your time and all the effort in putting this together.
Well, thank you, Jim.